This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time. Katrina from Pembroke is in for Can't Beat Kennedy. Good morning, Katrina.
Hello.
Good morning.
Kennedy, Katrina is on her way to Mass General for work, where she is an X-ray tech.
Thank you for doing the work. We appreciate it.
I asked her off the air to tell me cool things she's found in people on the X-ray, and she was not playing my reindeer games.
She's a consummate professional, and for that we thank you.
She was like, no, sir, you're a child.
Yeah.
Katrina, can you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win $100. Her record on the big board is 4,047 wins, only 302 losses. How are you with pop culture?
Well, middle of the road, we'll say.
All right, that's fair. You might have a good day. You never know.
Yeah, exactly.
Question number one, Katrina. Rebel Wilson is talking about her 65-pound weight loss. What role did she play in Pitch Perfect?
Fat Amy.
Question number two. Michael Phelps is speaking out in support of Simone Biles. He holds the record for winning gold medals in the Olympics. How many does he have? 12, 19, or 23?
23.
Question three. Emily Blunt co-stars with The Rock this weekend in Jungle Cruise. Blunt says she was offered and turned down what Marvel superhero role now played by Scarlett Johansson?
Black Widow.
The long-running PBS kids show Arthur is ending its 25-year run. What type of animal is Arthur?
Oh, geez. That is a great question. Is he a gopher or something, maybe? I don't know.
And question number five. Lizzo is joking about being pregnant with Chris Evans' baby. It is not true. What local town did Chris grow up in? Was it Concord, Bedford, or Sudbury? Captain America's a local boy.
Yeah, let's go with Bedford.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
How do you feel like you did?
Middle of the road.
Well, you nailed it. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hello, how'd we do?
Katrina from Pembroke got 3 out of 5, correct?
Well done.
You ready to do this thing, Kennedy?
Let's do it.
I'm going to not say these are difficult questions. Let's just break up a trend.
You do you.
Rebel Wilson is talking about her 65-pound weight loss. What role did she play in Pitch Perfect?
Fat Amy.
That is correct. 1-1. Question number two. Michael Phelps is speaking out in support of Simone Biles. He holds the record for winning gold medals in the Olympics. How many does he have? 12, 19, or 23?
Oh, my gosh. 19?
Don't overthink it. It's Phelps' highest number.
23. Oh, wow.
2-1 for Katrina. Question number three. Emily Blunt co-stars with The Rock this weekend at Jungle Cruise. Blunt says she was offered and turned down what Marvel superhero role now played by Scarlett Johansson?
Black Widow.
Yes. 3-2 for Katrina. Be weird if Emily Blunt was Black Widow.
Yeah, I don't see that.
That would be weird.
Question number four. The long-running PBS kids show Arthur is ending its 25-year run. What type of animal is Arthur?
I don't know. He kind of looks like a bear. Maybe an aardvark.
Wow. Yes. If I had to guess which one you were going to get wrong.
He looks like it. I was just trying to picture it in my head.
He's an aardvark. That is 100% right. three to three going into question number five.
I never would have guessed that.
She stuck the landing.
Lizzo was joking about being pregnant with Chris Evans' baby. Mm-hmm. From what I hear, it's not true.
She does not let that go.
What local town did Chris grow up in? Concord, Bedford, or Sudbury?
Sudbury's own.
Sudbury's finest, Kennedy. 4-3, you get the win. Congratulations.
Oh, wow. That was close, Katrina.
You're the gold medalist of this game.
I don't know if it was close, but...
I only beat you by one. That's close.
Katrina, do you have anything?
You played my sister several times.
Oh, really?
How'd she do?
Yeah. Well, she beat you one time back in the day when you could actually bring people in for redemption.
Those were good times.
She brought in my nephew with her.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, well, we'll be there someday soon, maybe, I hope. No, maybe.
So collectively as a family, you guys have one win.
We love it. We love it.
Katrina, is there anything you want to say to Kennedy before we get out of here?
I'm Katrina from Pembroke, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Good stuff.
That is real good.
That was good for you before good for you. All right, who is in for Campy Kennedy? Leah from Haverhill. Good morning, Leah.
Hey.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Or good night for you. Leah is coming off a night shift. Oh, she is a nurse.
God bless you. Thank you so much for what you do.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Leah, can you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. We give you $100 because it's fun and it's not our money. Kennedy's record on the big board is 4,048 wins, only 302 losses. How are you with pop culture trivia?
Aw, I guess we're about to find out.
Yeah, that record does. It's a little awe-inducing when you're trying to play.
Yeah, it's a little intimidating.
It's all right. You got this. Just breathe. Run it together. Question number one, all Leah. Right. 63 years ago this week, NASA was created 9 months after Russia launched their first Sputnik satellite. What does NASA stand for?
National Air Force Space Association? I have no idea.
Question number two. David Letterman's late show segment, Stupid Pet Tricks, is being turned into a half-hour series on TBS. Who was Letterman's band leader and sidekick on Late Night from his start in 1982 all the way through the end of his run in 2015?
I have to pass that one. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Question number three. Marvel's Hawkeye series will debut on November 24th on Disney Plus. What actor plays Hawkeye?
Chris Hemsworth, I don't know.
Question number four.
She's kind of hot.
Actress Mina Suvari is speaking out about her past meth addiction and abuse. She co-starred in what Oscar-winning Best Picture alongside Kevin Spacey in 1999?
Oh, pass.
And question number five. The Rock is back this weekend with Jungle Cruise. What is his highest grossing film ever? Is it A, Furious 7, B, Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, or C, Moana? Which one of those is the highest grossing film The Rock has ever been in?
I want to say Moana, but I'll go Moana, I guess.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Please, that was hard.
Sorry, Kennedy. I forgot I was the one who was supposed to wave at you because no one
That's
else is
right.
here.
Yeah. Sitting in there going, do-do-do, do-do-do-do.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
So Leah from Haverhill, who was coming off the night shift. Seems like she's coming off the night shift. Yeah. She got 0 out of 5.
No.
Zero?
Zero. Well, you said pass for four of them. That's tough.
Oh, Leah, honey.
I don't even know any of them.
Oh.
We call that a Mel here, but hey, that's showbiz, baby. We're not going to do the song.
No.
I vote to veto that song.
You do whatever you like, Dan.
All right, Kennedy, question number one.
All right.
63 years ago this week, NASA was created 9 months after Russia launched their first Sputnik satellite.
Mm-hmm.
They're Russians.
The Russians.
What does NASA stand for?
Oh, dear. National Aeronautic Science stuff.
National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
I'm embarrassed that I didn't know that. Go on.
Question two. David Letterman's late show segment, Stupid Pet Tricks, is being turned into a half-hour series on TBS. Who was Letterman's band leader and sidekick on Late Night from his start in 1982 all the way till his end in 2015?
Paul Schaefer.
That is correct. Question number three, 1-0 for Kennedy.
Yep.
Marvel's Hawkeye series will debut on November 24th on Disney Plus. Who played Hawkeye?
The guy. Jeremy?
That's a Pearl Jam song.
Jeremy Renner.
Yes. The most forgotten Avenger. Just because he shoots a bow and arrow. Nobody cares. 2-0 for Kennedy. Question number four. Actress Mina Suvari is speaking out about her past meth addiction and abuse. She co-starred in what Oscar-winning Best Picture alongside Kevin Spacey in 99? Yeah.
American Beauty.
Yes.
Wow.
You didn't know about that?
I did not.
Yeah, she had a tough. Question number five. The Rock is back this weekend with Jungle Cruise. What is his highest grossing film ever? Is it Furious 7, Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, or the all-time classic Moana?
It's got to be Moana, right? It's got to be Moana. Are you trying to give me a red herring?
Listen,
it's Moana.
I don't make the box office numbers, Kennedy.
It's Moana.
Oh! It's Furious 7.
It's the Fast Furious one, isn't it?
I said that too.
Dang it.
It should be Moana, though. People knew what the taste was. Congratulations, Kennedy. You get the win 3-0.
All right.
Leah.
Good job.
It's a tough round, but I hope you had fun.
I had fun. Thank you.
You're out there saving lives as a nurse. You don't need to know Moana.
Yeah, we thank you so much for what you do.
Oh, thank you. You know pop culture better than I do.
Well, you can save lives, and yeah.
She doesn't know how to put an IV in. I bet you
nope.
do. Leah, is there anything you want to say to Kennedy before we get out of here?
Yes, I'm Leah from Haverhill, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Debbie from Natick is in for Can't Beat Kennedy. What's up, Debbie?
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
We're good.
So, Kennedy, Debbie just dropped her kids off at camp.
Everybody's going to camp this week.
What are you
going to
do with all your free time now that they're gone?
I just don't even know where to start. Oh. There's just too much to do.
Just sit in the house in the quiet.
Maybe I'll watch Judge Judy.
There you go. Just sit down in the quiet and watch what you want to watch, eat what you want to eat, all of it.
Right.
All right, Debbie, can you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck.
Go on, get 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, we give you $100. Her record on the big board is 4,049 wins, only 302 losses. Pretty good record. How are you with pop culture?
Depends on the question.
That is true. It does depend on the questions. Question number one. Let's find out. Bruno Mars has won the Grammy for Record of the Year 2 times. Which of these songs did not win Record of the Year? 24 Karat Magic, Uptown Funk, or Grenade?
24 Karat Magic.
Question number two. Hilary Swank is 47 today. She won a Best Actress Oscar for her role in which boxing movie, also starring Clint Eastwood?
Million Dollar Baby.
Question number three. LeVar Burton has been getting rave reviews as the guest host of Jeopardy this week. His debut role was as Kunta Kinte in what landmark miniseries?
Roots.
Question number four. Jason Momoa turns 42 over the weekend. He's best known for playing Aquaman in the DC Universe. But before that, he was Khal Drogo, leader of the Dothraki Horde. In what?
Khal Drogo. That wasn't Game of Thrones. I never watched that. But Game of Thrones? I don't know. Sure. Game of Thrones.
All right. Question number five.
No, that's not right.
It's all right. You worked it out in your head. Shrek turns 20 this year. Mike Myers played the iconic role, but what late SNL actor was originally cast and served as the physical inspiration for the character?
Chris Farley?
I'm Ron Burgundy. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Welcome back, Kennedy.
Why, thank you.
So Debbie from Natick, who just dropped the kids off and has a whole bunch of time on her hands.
Right.
Might have a real good day today.
Uh-oh.
She got 4 out of 5 correct.
What? Okay, Debbie, I see you.
Not bad at all, Debbie. She said, okay, I see me. Question number one, Kennedy.
Okay.
Bruno Mars has won the Grammy for Record of the Year twice. Which of these three songs did not win Record of the Year? Oh. 24 Karat Magic, Uptown Funk, or Grenade?
Grenade.
That is correct. 24 Karat Magic and Uptown Funk both did. And they're both bangers.
Bangers and mash.
Question two. Hilary Swank is 47 today. She won a Best Actress Oscar for her role in which boxing movie also starring Clint Eastwood?
Million Dollar Baby?
That is correct. It's a great film. 2-1. Question number three. LeVar Burton has been getting rave reviews as the guest host of Jeopardy this week.
Okay.
His debut role was as Kunta Kinte in what landmark miniseries?
Roots.
Yes, 3-2 for Kennedy. Question number four. Jason Momoa turns 42 over the weekend. He doesn't look it. He's best known for playing Aquaman in the DC Universe. But before that, he was Khal Drogo, leader of the Dothraki Horde. In what?
Game of Thrones.
I just feel like you have to say it like that.
You really have to.
To commit to the bit.
You do, and I appreciate you.
Question number five. Shrek turns 20 this year.
Uh-huh.
Mike Myers played the iconic role, but what late SNL actor was originally cast and served as the physical inspiration for the character?
Chris Farley.
Yes.
Woo!
There's actually audio of him
there
doing
is.
The role
it's
before he passed away.
Yeah.
And it's weird to not see Shrek as not Mike Myers.
Or Scottish.
Donkey! Ogres are like onions, Kennedy.
They have layers.
Congratulations, you get the win 5-4. Ah, is correct, Debbie.
You did really well, though, Debbie. And you've got the whole day to yourself. Yeah. So you know what? You're winning at life.
She makes people grunt a lot after the game. Don't feel bad.
I'm a grunter. I don't know.
Is there anything you want to say to Kennedy before we get out of here?
I'm Debbie from Natick, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!